Oh, no, no, no. As long as it has...
Or listen to me. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Take Two Radio. I'm your host, Pam, and tonight, of course, I have the most wonderful person in the world as my co-host, Dawn. Hello, Dawn.
Oh, what an intro. I'm gonna host with you all the time. No. Thank you very much. I am good, and hello, everyone. Thank you for being with us tonight, and I hope you are well, Pam, and it's been Sunday all day.
I know, right?
Yeah, what's the weather been like there today? Because it has been really cold and dreary here. It's been too short of a crappy kind of day, for lack of a better way to put it.
You're silly. It's been nice. It's just
when the
sun goes down, you know, it gets so cold. But it was sunny. I don't know what the exact temperature was, but I had the window open, and eventually I had to close it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well.
So we're chit-chatting because we're waiting for Michael to call in. He did have a food drive today, and it's a possibility that he's running late. So we're going to have to wait and see when he calls in. I'm sure it's not going to be like our last guest, and it won't be that late. You won't have to listen to Dawn and I just babble.
I know, and this is not a trend we are trying to start here, folks.
Right.
These celebrities, especially the ones that are so well known, are in demand, and they have stuff going all the time. So, we're so fortunate to have them agree to come on the show, and when they are, you know, we're glad for them to get here. And we got a couple calls coming in, Pam. Do you recognize either number as being his, possibly?
I think so. I'm guessing.
Okay.
Hello, this is Pam. This is Michael.
Pam, it's Michael.
Hi,
hello.
Michael. Hi. Welcome. We're
Thank
live.
Thank you. Who do I have on the phone, Pam? Who else is there?
Is Dawn, my co-host.
John.
Dawn.
Dawn, yeah, Dawn. I thought he said John. I'm like, who's John?
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing great. How's it going, you guys?
Oh, it's going good. Now, how are you? I mean, you're busy. You were just doing a food drive. What's going on with that? How did it go?
Fantastic. Filled the truck, set a record for us, and now they ordered a second truck to come over. It was just a tremendous success. The people that came out and donated and brought food, it's amazing. So very thankful to everyone for being so supportive.
Congratulations on that. It's great when a community
awesome.
Can come together.
Absolutely. It's warms your heart. I mean, it's Thanksgiving. It's for a wonderful cause, and people, you know, take time out of their day, and you know, it's difficult. People are, I know, struggling out there, and to do something like that and give a little when you actually don't have that much to give, it's extraordinary, and it really it's touching. So I'm so very thankful.
Yeah, this is the time of year, too, especially with Thanksgiving coming around, where people need to realize what they have and what others don't have. I mean, it should be done all year round, but it's times like these that it should be done more often, you know, and realize that I have a roof over my head. You know, maybe I don't have tons of food, but I do have food, and where others don't even have that. So it's nice, and thank you for doing that for people.
Oh, hey. It's my pleasure. Leo, who put it together, the film freak movie critic on KFWB, is extraordinary. He's such a great guy. And so I'm thrilled that he made me a part of it, you know?
Is this the first time you did that?
Yeah, he's been doing it, though, for years. And you know, I was on his show, and he just said, hey, do you would you like to co-chair and be a part of it? And I said, absolutely. So it was one of those organic things that just it was meant to be. So, yeah, well, I'll definitely help him as much as I can. I mean, it was really wonderful, a great experience. Fans showed up, people came out, gave away, you know, Princess mm-hmm. for Christmas DVDs to those that came out, you know, Rock On CDs, Joseph CDs, Marley and Me, the Puppy Ear DVDs. I just brought a whole bunch of stuff for, you know, giveaways to people that were so generous.
That's so cool. I'm sure they would have done it without Hat, but it was nice to give them something back.
Oh, I love it. I like it. It's fun to surprise people when they're not expecting something, you know?
Right.
Most definitely. And, you know, Michael, I know that recently you were, you know, you were involved with the Hurricane Sandy fundraiser that happened earlier this month. And, you know, you are just such a philanthropist, really. And how did that fundraiser go?
Oh, really? It was huge success. We had a lot of people that viewed, and a lot of people clicked the donate button. We're not sure the exact amount because it went right to the Red Cross. And then a lot of people, we gave them options to donate to through different organizations, you know, some being the Catholic Church, Red Cross. There were different, you know, different organizations that people had a choice to go through. So, but I know we had a lot, we had thousands of people that viewed it. And, we had, you know, a lot of people were clicking the donate button, so I know that, you know, anytime you can get that to happen, it's a success. As to how much, you know, every dime counts, so that's sort of how I look at it.
Right.
Yeah, most definitely. You've done a lot of stuff like this, and you're just such you know, a visible person, and no one greater, I think, to lead a cause such as these. So many people love Michael Damian. So, you know, I think it's a great thing when, you know, you and any celebrity gets involved in causes like this, because it really does bring awareness and, you know, it helps to raise the bar on what's needed to help others.
Oh, well, you're very kind for saying. I'm just, you know, I really look at it the way that I'm really fortunate,
mm-hmm.
and anything that I can do to help, you know, it's the least I can do. I mean, just, you know, I've been blessed with so many wonderful gifts, you know, just, you know, health and family and, you know, great career and just and having incredible, you know, fans and friends and you know, just it's extraordinary. People, and I mean, anytime you can give back, you've got to do it, and everyone can do it, and it's just, you know, you could just donate some time if you don't have the money,
right?
And,
yeah,
you could donate time and money if you, you know,
right.
Accept the vote. So, you know, it's just, I really like doing something extra, special, especially around the holidays, because it is wonderful that we get together with family, and it's so. It's a beautiful time, and but I think that it just adds that extra little. I think your connection to the holiday even gets stronger, like whether it be Thanksgiving or Christmas, or you know what I mean.
Right.
You'll find even a stronger sense of joy when you do
mm-hmm.
just do something little like that to help others.
Oh yeah, and I don't think there's any better way to really. Know what the season is all about or when, you know, you have a hurricane hit, when you can lend a helping hand and just really reach out and help others, because it does make you realize how fortunate you are and just how grateful you are for things that sometimes I think we tend to take for granted, you know, because of the hustle bustle of life and the fast
mm-hmm.
pace, you know, and so it's but like Pam said, you know, it's something that, you know, should not just be left for certain times of the year when, you know, tragedy
sure.
strikes, but definitely any time we can when there's a need. You know, there's always a need, it seems. So it's so important. And speaking of the holidays, do you and your family, do you have any special holiday traditions that you do, say, you know, with Thanksgiving coming up next week?
Oh yeah, we're gonna do a big Thanksgiving dinner. My wife Janine does a lot of cooking. She does a turkey. She does a big ham, like with a kind of a molasses kind of rub on it. It's really good. It's really good. Try it.
I hear Michael drooling already.
I'm
really
starting to get a little hungry.
You're gonna go crazy. It's phenomenal. I mean, I'll post a picture during on Twitter so you can see how good it looks. And just imagine it.
Okay.
Seriously, it's really, we do the family get together, and we do a dinner, and that's always really wonderful. And then closer to Christmas, we do a Christmas family and friends party. We try to get as many people over during Christmas, right before Christmas. It's wonderful to get everyone together. And listen, anytime I can, I've got a big family, and anytime that I can get them all together, I will use any holiday or any occasion as an excuse to get everyone together. I'm always thinking of things, whether it be 4th of July or the day after 4th of July party,
Yeah, there you go.
Help me clean up after 4th of July party.
No, I don't make anyone clean. I don't mind doing dishes till 4 a.m. I'll tell you though, my dishwater washing hands are really, it's terrible. I got to use Palmolive,
That's right. Now I'm curious, Steve, that you are a singer. Do you ever, sing during the holidays?
I'm doing the dishes? Sorry.
But I'm talking about when you have your gathering, you have your family all there together, do you ever perform for them or... I don't know if perform's a proper word, but just, sing and lead them in singing. And is that ever a part of it? I guess that's what I'm trying to ask.
I would say pretty much every single family occasion, it's definitely a part of it. It's a good question. Well, my mother is a concert pianist, so she... Are you kidding me? She starts doing some great classical pieces. Then we get into songs, and we're singing... Everything. I mean, I'm up there singing. Everybody sings. We do big sing-alongs, and it's really fun. It's a blast.
Well, speaking of that, of music too, one of my questions to you is that I know you learned how to play the piano from your mom, and also the organ, the clarinet, the trombone, vibes. I'm not sure what vibes are, though.
Vibes are like a xylophone or marimba, but they're metallic keys, and they have like a vibrato switch on them. They're really beautiful.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of a bell, like, you know what a marimbas are?
I don't, but I mean, from what you're saying, you can kind of, I know what a xylophone is, so.
Okay, kind of like a xylophone. Very similar to a xylophone.
I mean, most kids, I think, have that as a child.
they're a fun instrument.
What would you say is your favorite instrument?
Well, I would say definitely piano is my favorite, and that's sort of where everything sort of began for me, because mm-hmm. that's what my mom taught me first as a kid, and taught all 9 of us the piano. Mm-hmm. So,
nine.
I have two brothers.
Wow. I didn't realize you had 9.
yeah, I'm 1 of 9. We're trying to rival the Osmonds.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Nine, really?
Were you the 8th child by chance?
I'm number 8.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
No wonder why. Oh, okay.
I'm number 8 and my sister Joni's number 9.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah,
you
that's why Donnie Osmond and I have such a parallel.
Wow, no kidding. I can't believe
that. That's wild. How about
that?
Yeah,
we both played Joseph. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Oh, no, really?
Seriously, Donnie and I have parallel things. It's over the years, it's been really interesting. Our first of all, I know him and from way back and when we mm-hmm. both did Joseph, and he's a great guy, and it's just interesting. It's because of the Osmonds and their telethon, the Children's Miracle Network telethon they put together,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
way back, that's how I met my wife.
So,
there's a lot of interesting intersects with the Osmond
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
Provo.
Isn't that something?
Yeah,
wow,
that's pretty cool.
That's very
And now he toured with his brothers and sisters, and you did the
yep.
same thing with your band.
Yep.
Was it Weirs? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, the Weirs, the Weir family, the Weirs Caravan, because my full name is Michael Damian Weir.
Okay.
And
okay.
then I went by Michael Damian when I was 16 because I was trying to convince Tiger Beat Magazine to come and see me perform at the Troubadour, and so I... wrote a letter claiming to be my own manager, and I had to, so I couldn't really, you know, say, come see Michael Weir, sign Michael Weir.
Mm-hmm.
So I was with my brother, and I was like, Larry, you got to help me out. And then I'm like, oh, no, your name is still Weir, too. So I said, okay, you know what, Larry, you sign Larry Weir manager, and I'll say, come see singing sensation Michael Damian at the Troubadour. And sure enough, Tiger Beat Magazine sent a photographer, photographed me, and put me in the magazine as Michael Damian. And then I had to stay with Michael Damian. I couldn't say, oh, by the way, my real name is Michael Weir, Damian Weir. You know, so little trivia for you. You know,
yeah.
Don't tell anybody.
That's true.
No, we'll keep it to ourselves.
Yeah, because
now,
you know. I had to pretend I had a manager, and so I was like, Larry, come on, you be my manager. That's my brother, Larry.
Oh, gosh, that's what you call ad-libbing on the fly.
Well,
you
listen, whatever you can do to get a break. I mean, you know, just don't do anything, you know, mean.
Right, yeah.
So that's kind of how it happened.
Well, with having a musical family, would you say that's probably what helped, of course, get you into your musical career? If they didn't go that route, do you think you would have still done music?
Well, I don't really know. That's a good question. You don't really know how things... My dad's an architect, but he was also a singer, and, you know, just for hobby, and that's how my parents met. So, you know, really music has been... you know, part of my life. I just can't imagine my life without it.
Mm-hmm.
And but I probably wouldn't be doing what I'm doing if it was for music, because that's sort of why my family moved to from Escondido, you know, and from San Diego County to L.A. to get closer to the business. And you know what I mean? I did a lot of things based around music, and everything sort of was, you know, carved out and catered
mm-hmm.
to the me trying to get a break as a singer, and my parents were so very generous and supportive, so I can't really, I don't know what would happen, where I'd be. I know what I'd be a baseball player, because I also love baseball.
How many years did you play it?
Not enough. But
not
I
enough.
and then my career would be over at 30, so I'd be like, I'd have been bummed.
Well, now let me ask you, you have been on both sides of the camera. Which do you like the most?
Well, I mean, like, I like both sides just because I'm able to, you know, I love being an actor. I love working with actors from a directing standpoint. When you're a writer, director, producer, you're so much more involved in the, you know, from the concept to the script, to the, you know, finding the cast, to the locations, to the whole film and crafting it. So you are so much more involved as a director and a writer. And that I love. But what's great is that having been an actor and working with some great directors as an actor, I've learned a lot about being on the other side of the camera. So so much of directing is how you relate and communicate to an actor. And
mm-hmm.
so that's what I try to really focus on, how I can connect with the actor to get the best performance out of them, and for them to be at their optimum and in the moment when we're shooting. So it's fun. And then, you know, I was on Young and the Restless last month, so I got to experience what it's like from an actor's standpoint again.
Right.
So,
right. I was going to say that had to help.
Yeah, it's really good. It helps me keep tuned and sharp, in tune and sharp with what they're going through and how to connect with them. So I find both acting and directing very enjoyable and very exciting and creative.
What do you feel is the difference besides the singing part of being in or directing a video versus TV show or a film or something? Do you think there's a big difference or no?
Well, as far as directing directing a music video or and doing a movie?
Right.
Well, a music video is sort of like a small vignette. A film is completely different. A film is very complicated because you've got these scenes, these small scenes, but they all have to come together and connect as one. So it's very challenging to make a complete film that, you know, people are interested in from the beginning to the end. You know, it's a lot easier when you're doing something for 3 minutes and 30 seconds, but when you try to entertain people for an hour and a half to 2 hours,
right,
it becomes weird.
No doubt.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Each scene I shoot, I just try to make it the best possible scene that we can make. But it has to connect to the scene prior to and the scene coming in that we're going to lead into, you know. So you have to always be thinking ahead and you have to be thinking backwards when you're directing because things are shot out of order.
Right, right.
So you have to imagine where the character will be. You know,
and you have to take a lot of notes because when you do them out of sequence, right?
Sure, you make notes, but you have to track the character story and the character, mm-hmm. and make sure you're directing the actor to you know, hey, remember we're shooting this today, but you're not, but you haven't experienced this yet. You know what I mean?
Right.
Oh yeah.
So it's very interesting. Unlike Young and the Restless, where we shoot pretty much in real time, you know, would we. You know, what we shoot that day is pretty much what you're going to see there, and it's not really that much out of order.
Mm-hmm.
That is shot. It's shot, you know, within that week or you know, with that day. Actually, we shoot the show a day. Now I think they break up one show a day or one show per week, so it's a little bit of it's a little more complicated over at Young and the Restless now because they've taken some days out of the schedule.
Oh, okay.
To save some money.
Yeah. I think I saw something about 4 days a week or something like that. I can't remember.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of Young and the Restless, it was great seeing you on recently. I always love when Danny returns to Genoa City. It's always, I mean, it's just like I've followed Young and the Restless for, I don't want to say how long because I don't tell my age, but it's been probably 4 decades. And I always love the Danny Cricket, Nina Phillips storylines. I mean, to me, that was, you know, such a big, big deal and big storyline back in the day. So to have that kind of brought back into, you know, the current day has been wonderful. And are you expected to be back on there at some point in the near future?
Well, I'm not sure exactly. First of all, it was really fun. You know, the last run I did, had a great time working with Laura Lee and Doug and Trisha, who plays Nina, and Michelle Stafford, who plays Phyllis, and, you know, just the whole, and Tracy Bregman, who plays Lauren. I mean, it was a great experience. It was like, kind of like the Breakfast Club. I mean, you know, it was fun being all back together.
Yeah.
but, you know, as far as the future of the character, I'm not exactly sure what they're planning. You know, that's a very good question. I don't really know what the writers, because, you know, they switched writing teams.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they have planned. I mean, from your perspective, how are you liking the new shows that have been airing lately? How does it feel to you?
I absolutely love it.
I love the new storylines and how they've, you know, kind of brought some things full circle that were kind of left hanging open. And I love, you know, with your character in particular, I love how the writers, the writing teams, no matter who they are through the years, have kind of left your character in place, so that you can be brought back at any given time, you know, to say Danny's off touring. I mean, that's, you know, and I'm glad that they allowed you to showcase your real talent. And bring it into they wrote that into the script for Young and the Restless, because that allowed, you know, viewers like myself the chance to see, you know, you from so many different sides, not just an actor, but, you know, a performer as well. And so I really am pleased how they've always kind of used that as the reasoning behind why Danny's not on the show right now. He's off touring, you know. So it's always great because when you come back, it's like, oh, he's off tour, great.
Yeah.
So, you know, the new writing is wonderful, you know. It's the storylines are really ramping up, and there's a lot of exciting things going on. So, no doubt. So I do hope they bring you back because I think there's a new storyline with Laura Lee and Doug that is starting to kind of build up some
steam.
Yeah,
she's cheating on you, Rachel.
Cricket is cheating on Danny right now. She's kind of flailing back towards Paul.
Oh my gosh! I thought things were progressing. I'm really devastated. I'm gonna have to call her.
I really hate to be the one to tell you right here, live on air in front of millions of listeners. But you know, I mean, someone has to.
Oh my gosh!
Right?
I'm getting all the dirt right now, Danny. You know what? I'm gonna call Cricket right now.
I was really surprised, you know, about that because, you know, when you were on last, it just seemed like, you know, I kept going, gosh, I wish they would just, you know, the two of them could get back together because they had brought that storyline from 20-some years ago, you know, back full, you know, to the forefront with Phyllis and the whole nine yards. And so it was
just so neat
for you know, reminiscence sake to see you and Marley, you know, carrying
that hat.
Yeah, no, really. So I'm not really sure what the writing team is thinking right now with the whole, you know,
maybe it's
going to
be a triangle.
Yeah, I think maybe there was a bit of a transitional period that things needs to get worked out. But what's really great is I really enjoy the relationship with the show because, as what you just said, I've been able to. And, you know, I've always had sort of this open door policy with them where I've been able to, because I really, you know, I can never do what I'm doing right now if I was under contract full time on the show.
Right.
So, because the fact is, you just can't direct and make films and have a full time acting contract. It's impossible. So, it's really great that I'm able to make these films and write and because I pretty much travel. I'm all over the place. I'm either in Romania or Canada shooting. And so it would be impossible to shoot Young and Restless in LA and do all these other things. So it's really great the way it's worked out. And, you know, I told them if I'm in town and you've got a great story, call me. And if I'm in LA, I'll be there. No problem.
Yeah.
So you never know. They may say, hey, we want to do now a triangle thing. And then, you know. I just hope it works out that I'm here in town and not shooting, but so far it's been great. It's worked out really well, and I feel bad just because I know a lot of viewers thought I was going to, you know, because of the lead up and how Danny and Cricket were really, it was really igniting, like, you know, it was getting pretty intense, and then all of a sudden they kind of were a bit thrown by the... by her now wanting to hang out with Paul, which, of course, I'm very depressed about, you know. This is terrible.
Well, you know, but I will tell you from a viewer perspective, it's through the years, the way they have kind of brought you on and off, Y&R, and the whole premise of you're off touring, or Danny's off touring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think, like, for me, whenever I see you, I know that it's going to be a brief period, and you're going to go back touring because that is your life as a character. So I never expect you to come in. I would love for you to be there permanently if your real life and schedule permitted it. But I think for the storyline, it's kind of an expected norm, you know, almost.
Sure.
And so, but yeah, I almost expect them to call you in the near future because I think that would almost be a little bit open-ended if, like, you know, Chris and Danny are picking up where they left off and they're really, their relationship is kind of coming back together. And then now she's kind of, this whole Paul thing has started. So I almost think Danny's going to just kind of come busting in and go, what in the world is going on? So,
oh, yeah, Danny's going to show up with airline tickets to go back to Hawaii where we got married. He's gonna be like, hey, I got the tickets, let's go.
Yeah.
I know, that would be so cool. And then she's in a real quandary because, you know, who does she choose? It would be 25 years ago all over again.
Yeah, and then I'll say, okay, fine, you can bring Paul with us if you want.
Oh, I don't think so.
But he's going to have to stay in the other room.
But, you know, to the new writing team's credit, I am so thankful that
they're now
doing something with Paul's character, because he's kind of been stuck in this limbo mode of this whole, you know, the Ricky storyline. And so it's nice to kind of see it taking a turn. And I hope that it takes a turn in a direction that will be kind of more just, you know, to the character Paul that we know and love. So who knows? Who knows what will happen? But I do know that Nina is none too thrilled about it. So you can always expect. Supposedly, she's walked in on the two of them. So, that's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out. But we shall see. So you might be getting that phone call sooner than you think.
All right. Well, if I get the call, I will let you guys know that I'll be coming to break up things.
Yeah, there you go. Danny comes to save the day.
I'm gonna be like, Paul, what are you doing with my woman?
You're
gonna
have
Nina's like, kill him. Well, I'm so glad you joined it. That's awesome.
Been a long time fan, so you know, it's wide are there.
Thank you.
It's a great show.
It is, and they do a really great job, and some wonderful people, and it's a thrill and it's an honor that I've had, you know, been able to, you know, be you know, a part of the show for so many years, and it's been great. It's really some wonderful people that I've worked with, and the fans have been so loyal, and I really really appreciate their loyalty and not just for the show, but for following my career and you know, buying my CDs and you know, going to see me and Joseph on Broadway and now, you know, supporting my film career and the movies that I'm making. It's been just really, I'm just so very grateful and honored and thankful that they've been so loyal.
Well,
we will follow you anywhere.
I know, really.
Oh,
I mean, it's so hard not to. But speaking of your film career, you've got a brand new film coming out. I think it's supposed to premiere on the Hallmark Channel on December 3rd, A Princess for Christmas. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, A Princess for Christmas actually already came out.
It was out. Mm-hmm.
But it's back on again. But you are correct. It's also out on DVD from Lionsgate.
Okay.
Because what happened last year, which was so extraordinary, it did so well last year that it was like the highest rated show for the year on the channel, and now it's out on DVD. People wanted to own the DVD, so Lionsgate put it out, which is wonderful. But it's back on television, so if you want to see it, whether you want to see it on TV or have the DVD, it's your option.
Yeah.
But I'm just so thrilled that it's actually going to be on this weekend on the Hallmark Channel, I think Saturday at 4 o'clock. But I would check your local listing. Saturday and Sunday it'll be on. And then I know they're going to run it through Christmas as well. But if you want to pick up a DVD, it's also available at, you know, Target, Walmart, wherever you like to shop.
Yeah, Barnes & Noble, iTunes. And I also noticed on your website there's a coupon for $2 off. So if anybody wants to go to your website, it's michaeldamian.com. Check it out.
Oh, thank you. And I, you know, it's again, it was born out of my love for Christmas and family. And Janine and I wrote it and produced it together, and I directed it. And, hey, come on, anytime you can have Roger Moore, 007 James Bond in a movie.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, really.
He did such a great job. And Katie McGrath from Merlin, who plays Jules Daly, she did a fabulous job. And, you know, we found a castle in Romania, that this like Christmas castle,
gorgeous.
Real snow falling, and you know, you tell me. I mean, didn't it have a great setting?
It was absolutely stunning. I watched that movie probably at least four times, or if not more, when it was on last year. So
thank you.
Very
so much.
Sweet story too.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Well, I'm so excited because people are putting it on their Christmas list of their favorite Christmas movies, and I'm getting that a lot now. And that was always my dream, was because I have I've got a Christmas list, so of movies that I watch every year. And so I was saying to Janine, I said, wouldn't it be great someday if we could have a movie on people's Christmas list? that they take out every year and go, you know, I'm going to watch
you
It's a Wonderful
know
Life
that I'm
or
a, I
you know, Home Alone or A Princess for Christmas.
Right?
Yeah.
I've been tweeting that out, too, when I've been telling people, you know, to pick it up, that putting Christmas gift next to it, because that would make a wonderful Christmas gift for any family. It's not just for children. It's for the full family. And that's what I love most about it, that they can all sit down together and watch it, not have to worry about swear words or nudity or anything like that. So it's a great movie. You did well.
Thank you.
And tell Janine thank you, too.
Oh, I will. I will tell her. We're really proud.
But you let him know that
it's
I
a good feeling,
you
and like you just said, it's really, it's very
important. When I started
reading
it, I was like,
mm-hmm.
you know?
That's something that was very important to us. The thought of families coming together for Christmas and holidays and watching the movie together and laughing.
I tell him that I can,
you know, even little tear here and there, bittersweet tears. It's sweet, and it's nice, and it helps you, you know, reconnect with your emotions and you know, it's about family and forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a love story about a young girl fighting her prince charming and not to give up.
And I didn't.
So,
I did not.
There are like some subtle messages that
and
we try to weave into the story.
Well, while we're speaking of this, you wanted to do a giveaway for some of your DVDs, and I think now would be a good time.
I got some DVDs for now. When we pick the person, you have to, if you could maybe either off air get their address and send it to me, I'll personally sign it to them.
Okay, we can do that. I'm going to go ahead
and email you or something, whatever you like.
Yeah. Anybody that wins this, you can email info@taketworadio.com with your name and your address so we can get your DVD out to you. Now, did you have any questions or not? If not, I have questions.
I want to hear your trivia questions. Come on, mine are lame. Yours are gonna yours are gonna be better than mine.
Well,
what
I didn't
want to
make them too hard, but
what color are my eyes? How tall am I?
Yeah. Well, the first one's going to be a pretty easy question, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say it, and I'm also going to put it in the chat room. What movie did Michael write and direct that had a dog in it?
I'm also tweeting this out in case
that was a large
listening.
Chicken, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I know I did a movie with horses, but that wouldn't be a dog. Okay,
Jen got it. Marley and Me. So Jen got it. So she
Marley
went.
And Me, the puppy years. You
get
yes. Hey.
Yay.
What are we going to give her? Are we going to give her a Marley and Me DVD or a Princess for Christmas DVD? What do you think she wants?
Well, I can ask her. Jen, which one?
This girl, Mary, is...
Janine just came in. Janine just came in the room, and I'm going
to
tell her how... They want
to
thank you, honey, for your brilliance writing
The
Princess for Christmas.
You know, he went on the internet.
I'm talking to thousands of people right now.
Yeah.
They said you're the genius, and I should just work for you and be your PR agent.
Yeah, because
so
we know she's the woman behind the man.
Say hi to her really quick.
Adults protected.
Hello, Janine.
Hello.
Hi. Happy Thanksgiving ahead of time.
He's abusing.
Well, thank you. You too.
Thank you. We were just discussing Princess for Christmas, and it's a wonderful movie. And I said, tell you thank you for putting out such a great family movie.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, we just love Christmas and love Christmas films. And the day after Thanksgiving, I don't know if Michael told you that we watch a movie a day, a Christmas movie a day.
Oh,
and we sort of run out. We sort of run out. So because we watch them every year. And so we thought, well, we could make one because we love them so much and we wanted to share that love with everybody else. So it's so fulfilling for us that people responded to it. So we're really grateful.
Well, congratulations. Michael was just telling us it was one of the highest rated shows, movies. So that's wonderful.
Yes,
wish you a lot of continued success.
Well, thank you so much. And, of course, you know, he's just so brilliant. And I think that the love and joy that he has for what he does really shows on the screen, and I'm so fortunate that we get to work together on stuff, and I get to experience that love and joy with him. So I will put him back on the phone. But anyway, it's so nice to meet you, and our little dog is waiting for us. So happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
She's got to take Bella for a walk. Because Bella's like, I got to go.
Okay. Well, thanks for letting us talk to her. That was nice.
I wanted you to meet her. She's amazing.
Oh,
I think
know
I told
she
you.
Is.
I don't know if you know, Janine was a very famous dancer, and she mm-hmm. was a solid gold dancer and did all the videos with Michael Jackson, Prince, and, you know, you saw her for years and years, at award shows, and she was really just a brilliant dancer, and now she's, my writing partner, producing partner, so we have a great time working together.
And it's great that you have so much in common. I mean, it couldn't be any better.
Yeah, she's. I just take every one of her brilliant ideas,
Olivia,
and I just tell people that it's
yeah.
not my idea.
And by the way, Jen says she'll take Marley and me the puppy years because she doesn't have that
it.
One.
Okay,
so
I'm gonna sign a DVD to you. It's gonna be sent to you, and we'll get that off to her. All right.
And she says she's
okay.
already buying the princess one, so that takes care
okay.
of that.
Oh, brilliant! Thank you. what's our next trivia question? I'm dying to hear what you got up your sleeve.
Okay, so this one might be a little bit harder.
Okay.
This question is, what play did Michael win a Grammy nomination for?
That could be difficult because, you know,
why
I was also in
it?
Annie,
yeah.
Get Your Gun when I was about six.
Yeah.
Well, I have a show going. Samantha,
okay, are we going to give away a Christmas
okay,
for Christmas?
Michelle got it. Michelle got it. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Yay, another winner.
Yay.
Oh, my. Okay, ask her if she wants a signed Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat CD, or does she want a Princess for Christmas DVD, or Marley and Me the Puppy Years, or Flicka Country Pride.
Or Flicka. Okay. She wants Princess for Christmas.
Done.
I have to.
It's on its way.
Congratulations, Michelle and John. I don't know how many you want to do. I have two more questions.
Go for it.
Okay.
We'll go until I run out of stock.
Well, then you're going to have to come up with questions, too, and you too, Dawn. All right, so here we go. The next question is going to be, how many years did Michael play on and off as Danny Romolotti on Y&R?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's a trick. That's a toughie because, well, I can't say it because then they'll hear me. You know when I, you know what year I started, right?
I don't know the year off the top of my head, but I saw how many years and I saw how old you were.
Okay, perfect. So you know how, okay, great. So you do the math.
I think saw how old you were when you started there, but I know what I saw. So correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
Jordan says 18-ish, so I had read 18 years, so is that correct?
Okay, technically, yes, 18 years is correct. But you got to count that I was just on last month. But we'll, you know what?
So that what makes it 19 now?
We're gonna let it. You know what they want? Who won that?
It's Jordan. So Jordan, which one do you want? He said, and some change. 18 and some change.
Okay, good answer, Jordan.
Way to go, Jordan.
What does Jordan want?
Okay.
What would you like, Jordan? Put it in the chat room.
Let's see if it started. 45
you want Marley and Me, or do you want a Princess for Christmas?
Princess.
Okay. Princess for Christmas. You got it.
Congratulations,
Jordan. You got to whip out a hard question. I want one that I can barely answer. Just kidding.
Oh well, I've got one more question left, and then we're going to have to come up with something. All right.
Okay.
So, what cover song did Michael record that got him on American Bandstand?
Oh,
like,
could have
got mine.
Phyllis has got it.
No, that's not it. That's not the answer.
That's
what did Phyllis say?
It was.
What did Phyllis say?
Yeah, just get the
she said rock on.
No, but I like your question. This is a tough one.
I'm glad.
I can give people a hint.
That's not what I was getting. I was.
A hint, let's see. I'd have to look
To give a hint, the first word is she.
No. It's an Eric Carmen cover song. How's that? Maybe that would help.
Yeah, perfect. 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 That's a good one.
See? 700.
Ah, yes. Okay. Phyllis got it anyhow. She did it. Correct. Yay.
She did it.
She did it.
She did it. She did it. She did it.
I think she's a diehard Michael fan here.
I'm impressed. Yay, Kevin. Way to go, Phyllis.
What does she want? Hey, by the way, I just, you know, at the food drive I did today, I had a very sweet girl, a friend that came out who's a fan friend. Jessie Lee's her name. She brought her She Did It 45, and I signed it at the event today.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh
my
gosh.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, huh? Yeah, what does she want? What would she like to win?
Well, I asked her. I'm waiting for her to answer. Come on, Phyllis. Hello. What would you like? You know what? Why don't we do this? She's on hold to speak with you.
Yeah, I was going to say, why don't you just let him ask
her? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You want me to ask?
Phyllis?
I'm here.
You're on with Michael Damian, and he wants to know what do you want for your prize?
Hi.
How are you doing?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. I wanted to thank you for the work that you're doing with Hurricane Sandy, first of all, because We had to evacuate on the New Jersey and our island. We were actually supposed to get the direct hit, but it went north of us, so we got away pretty easily. So I want to thank you for all the help, because we've been trying to do what we can to help people who are less fortunate. So thank you, and thanks again.
Oh, well, you got it. I'm so glad you're okay.
We're doing great. And now what am I?
It's so sweet.
Now I'm all nervous.
We'll be nervous.
Prize.
So what was the question? What was my question?
Well, you could have a DVD, Princess for Christmas DVD, or Marley Me the Puppy Ears, or Click a Country Pride, or Michael Damian Rock On CD, or you could. Or I'll just come over to your house and do a whole concert.
Oh, no. Wait. I'm coming over, too.
Oh, no, really? Where do you live?
I don't know where you are, but I'm coming.
No, I didn't. Where's my phone?
I would love the Michael Damian CD, because I have Marley and Me. And I was going to buy Christmas for Christmas.
Okay.
You know, to support you. So I would love the Michael Damian CD.
Okay, you got it. It's a rock on, and it also has music from Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat. So it has.
I would love that. That's,
okay,
yeah.
Cool. I think it even might have Christmas Time Without You. It's like a whole compilation of music. So it'll be. So I'll get that signed to you personally and get that out to you.
That would be wonderful. But Young and the Restless has been a part of my life forever. I know you haven't been on as long as it's been on, but. Ever since I was a little girl, the words flying out of my grandmother's mouth about Victor and stuff, so it just makes me laugh, and it's just great that I got to talk to you, so thank you.
It's so nice to talk to you, too. You're a sweetheart. Well, hey, listen, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
And Merry Christmas,
and
early.
And your wife, and your beautiful family.
Thank you, love.
Thank
Good
you.
Mwah. Okay, bye, honey.
And she even gets a kiss. How about that? That's got to be a first that I heard on air, a Michael Damian kiss.
Oh, well, you've got nice, you know, nice followers. The caller-inners are very sweet. This is great. I'm so glad you got people call in. That's awesome.
Yes, we do have others on hold. I did come up with another question if you want to do another one. And
I'm ready.
I hope,
let's do it.
And I'm getting information from somewhere, so it better be right.
Okay. Well, I can confirm it with you, so don't worry. You can run it by me.
That's right. He is the source to go to there.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
How many top 40 hits does Michael have?
Ah, this is good. Because you know what? Because you remember I've had records that were also hits out of the country. So there were a lot of them in Canada, Japan. You know, I had a lot of... So this is good. If they can guess the number, then they get... That's cool. Actually, I don't even know the answer to this.
Well... I'm not going to say where I have, well, I'm not going to say where I saw that, so that way they don't run there. They have to find the answer on their own.
Well, hey, you know what? If they guess and it's close, that's good enough for me.
Okay, that works. This is the beginning time of year, so we'll allow that.
Yeah. If they're close, we'll give it to them.
Mary.
Good thing he has
answers. Jen got it again. It's 8.
Who got it?
Jen.
Has she already won?
Yeah.
Wait, Jen's already won? Oh, Jen, you got to share the wealth. She's getting everything.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody else is too slower. Their little heads are sleeping on the side over there.
Okay. We have to limit Jen because she's going to, like, basically win everything. And we're going to owe her everything. We're going to be out. She's monopolizing the event.
Can you wait?
Well, I got that you have 8 top 40 hits.
That's right.
Was it Nothing at All is one of them it mentions. What are the other ones?
We're not looking at to get
you
a new phone. Either you're getting my phone or
She's in a Different World. Was it Nothing at All? Rock On. Time of the Season. Christmas Time Without You, I think.
Talk about it with
your phone. Gosh. I can't remember. And there's a couple others in Canada, I think.
Yeah, very limited.
And she's from Canada, so she probably knows.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, because I had like Letting Go, I think, was one of them. I'm blanking. I got to get my song list out again.
Yeah. She says that whatever she chooses, she wants to give it to her neighbor. So
okay, you tell us what she wants.
What do you want to pick, Jen?
I didn't
write
think
it in there.
Had the I was just comparing phones.
Well, that's what
I
thought.
She wants the Droid Razor HD, and you want her.
Or she says
no,
she can
no,
donate it
no,
too.
No, it doesn't.
So she knows people that she can do that for. Uh
oh. What is?
All right. So that would be nice.
There.
What movie?
This is the one I
okay,
wanted to swing and on my throat.
Our last one?
Well, do you have a question or is that the last? Because I don't have any more questions.
No.
I have a good one.
Okay, go ahead.
Ready?
Okay. Yeah, no, it's not.
What character did I play on a sitcom?
Okay.
It was a recurring character.
Stuff at the store.
That's
what
I told him. He told me no. Let's go home.
Hmm.
Well, we go
over
the one
freaking. And what was the name of the sitcom?
David said Flyman.
Yeah. Who said that?
David.
David got it right.
Yay. Was that the name of the sitcom, too? Because I never heard of
that. No, that was a character. That was a character. And did he say the name of the show?
David, what's the name of the show? Is David on hold?
Dave,
he is on hold.
All right,
let's put David on the line.
For the one on 29.
And Jen says she'll take the princess for Christmas too. For the
okay,
she's going to give it to her fam. Give it to the family.
David.
Daughter.
Yeah.
David. Okay.
Hey, David.
Yeah, you were Flyman. Facts of Life.
Oh, David, you got it.
Yay!
Oh, I got to look that one up.
How's it going, David?
Not too bad. How about you, Michael?
Doing great, man. Getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Yes, same
and
here.
I get $50 off.
Oh, wonderful.
And
how have you been? Is everything good?
Yeah,
plan,
we've been doing good. I had a little. My brother's camp was sort of hit by Sandy.
How are we going to do it on the phone?
Yeah. Even
at the
when we were off in New Jersey, we're in upstate New York, and we were away. So basically, it was like one,
you know what?
One palm tree fell on the double wide. And well, we're good. We're lucky. No one was there when it happened. And
wow. Wow.
No, I want the guy.
Well, I'm so glad you're
saying. I don't want to tell him because he gets it.
Yeah, we are too. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you got that question. That was a we thought we'd throw out a trick question. I'm glad you remembered Flyman.
Yeah.
That was
I
so much
to
fun
remember
on that.
That name now that you said it, but I just can't picture your character. I've got to look.
Was,
hopefully, you two
well,
will
what,
have it.
Well, do you remember when the Facts of Life girls went? And you know, it's really our. It's, kind of a weird, strange coincidence, but they were in Atlantic City and there was a hurricane.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
They were stuck in Atlantic City and they snuck into a casino and I was a Vegas lounge singer.
Oh,
and then,
my gosh.
And then that was the second one. And the first one was the girls had a spring break and they went, I think, to Atlantic City again at spring break. And they had a party at someone's house, I think it was. And I was singing and I sang to Joe and I had a crush on her, and you know, she had a crush on me, that kind of thing.
It kind of rings a bell. I'm just going to have to look it up on YouTube, though. I like watching the
show. Oh, yeah,
it
was funny. It was fun. Well, is David still there? Did he say goodbye?
No, I'm still here.
Did you have
David,
a question, too?
Do I have? Oh, yeah. Michael, what music influenced you while you were growing up?
Well, I that's a great question, by the way. I really loved, first of all, I was a fan of Elvis Presley's. I really loved Elvis. And I used to do, like, rock. I was, like, singing, you know, doing all kinds of Elvis stuff at the around the house. And so I remember really, really liking a lot of his old music. I liked everybody that was on Top 40 Radio I used to listen to. I used to just be a big fan of Top 40 Radio and all the artists. And I loved, gosh, I loved bands like Chicago because, you know, they had a lot of horns. And I also played trombone, so I was excited about bands like that. But I think probably Elvis is one of my favorites. I was even a fan of Donny Osmond.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember
well, he was in the top 40,
go away,
40,
little
so.
Girl. Go away, little girl. I'm not supposed to be alone with you.
Oh, my gosh. And that. While you were singing that, I was in my basement with my friends singing.
And with you living like this.
Oh, my gosh.
David Cassidy. I love David.
Oh, yeah.
Cassidy.
Yeah.
John Cassidy. Those are, I love those. Those guys are awesome. Partridge Family was one of my favorites. Oh, man.
I love that,
yeah.
too.
They
even
were
though there was
they,
only one
monkeys,
or two people really singing, right?
Yep. The Monkees were fantastic, too, by the way. Mm-hmm. Monkees I liked a lot.
Yeah. Can you sing the theme song?
To the Monkees?
Yeah. I
start
sing
it
sometimes to my grandchildren, and they laugh at me.
Can you start it? Let me hear it.
No, I can't sing.
Oh.
How does it go?
It's just, hey,
it go?
Hey, we're the Monkees.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we're the Monkees. Ain't no people say we're monkeying around. We're too busy singing to put anybody down. Oh, yeah, that was a great one.
That's it.
I was, you know, it's really funny. I was about to sing the Partridge Family, you know, theme, you know.
Oh.
Come on, we'll make you happy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was mine, too.
We got the dream, we go traveling together. That was a great theme song.
That was good.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Don't get me started on old TV shows.
I know.
David, did you pick your prize?
No, I didn't.
Okay, what would you like?
Oh, the Joseph CD.
Oh,
you
it's
got
phenomenal.
It.
Excellent.
You got it.
It's a great, great song, CD with a bunch of great songs on there. My kids, when we saw it, that's all I ever played. They knew all the words. They loved that play.
Thank you. It was a thrill and an honor working with Andrew Lloyd Webber, and having a chance to be on Broadway was extraordinary.
I wish I had the chance to see you live, but this is next best thing.
Well, thank you, man. It's great talking with you, and I'll sign the soundtrack. The musical soundtrack.
Right.
But I was just thinking, yeah, wait a minute, we didn't make a movie of it. But I'll definitely get that out to you.
Well, thank you, David, and congratulations.
And David, take care. I'm so glad you guys are all safe out there, and it's great talking with you. And please follow me on Twitter. Michael Damien with the number one after it.
Yep, I gotcha.
Yeah, just say hello and we'll stay in touch. I try to keep in touch with everybody as best I can.
You're good at that.
Yeah, I will. Don't worry.
All right, man. You take care.
Thanks, David.
It's been great.
Hey,
thank
David,
you.
Remember, David, rock on.
Right.
You bet.
Perfect.
Thanks.
All right, next up, we're going to take a call by Eve, and she's from Beverly Hills.
Oh, Eve.
Oh, you know her.
Eve. Well, if it's the same Eve, if it's my friend, she came to the food drive for this week over the weekend.
Yes, hello,
Eve.
Yes.
Okay, just want to make sure we had you.
Yeah. I actually end up having to pull over because where I'm driving, I kept losing reception.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Eve.
Hi.
It was great seeing you.
It was really good to see you, too.
That was fun, huh?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Fortunately, it didn't rain today like last night.
Did you tell them that we went shopping at Smart and Final and bought food?
No, I didn't get a chance because she put me on hold, and I was just waiting patiently while driving home.
Eve helped me shop. We went and shopped and bought tons of stuff for the food drive at the Smart and Final. It was really fun.
Yeah, I bought a bunch of canned goods, vegetables, and stuffing, and pumpkin pie mix, and a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, we filled the cart. We went a little crazy. We spent more than our limit. We went a bit crazy. We spent a lot of money, but it was worth it.
Just a little bit. Yeah, it's totally worth it.
It was great that you came out.
Oh, thank you. It was really good to see you again.
Did you have a question, or did you want to just say hi?
I just wanted to thank them for everything and all your kindness that you show me all the time, every time that we see each other, for how brief it is. And I know I go a little overboard sometimes, and I apologize for that. And
I wouldn't have it any other way. You're awesome, Eve. You're so sweet.
Well, just being honest. So.
Well, you're very sweet. And hey, drive safe, because I know you came all the way from Northern California. That means so much that you came up, to come to the event and be supportive. And you're very, very, very helpful, very generous, and really appreciate it. It means a lot. And I know that everyone at the food drive was thrilled to have you there, and it meant a lot. So thank you, and please drive safe. Okay?
Yeah,
oh,
definitely.
I am. That's why I just pulled over so I can talk to you without.
Good thing
good
you pulled
girl.
Over.
Yeah.
What's that?
I said, good girl. I'm glad you pulled over.
I have you, because these people out here on the highway right now are pretty insane right now. I already had three different
don't
trucks know. Cut me off.
I don't know
second,
if you're getting any phone because of the
oh,
way
wow.
you've been
well,
lately. Safe.
Be careful. Yes.
Chelsea, I'm sorry.
Oh,
but
yeah, okay.
You
know,
those truckers don't really care.
You know what helps you when you to help calm you when you're driving? You put in a Michael Damien CD. They work on me. You know,
yeah.
I put them in, I fall asleep.
There you go, most definitely.
Michael.
Well,
yes?
Thank you for calling in, Eve. You have a good night.
Michael.
Yes.
I actually do have your CD in my car right now. I have all your music in my car, but I can't play.
You're so
you guys
sweet.
Did not hear me.
You're a doll.
I brought all my music, so I had to. But that's what keeps me awake
they'll get it down here and get back home.
Thank you, sweetie. Well, have a safe trip, sweetheart.
I will, and you asked me to tweet you when I get home. I will do that. As soon as I get home, when I walk in the door, turn my computer on, I'll do that for you.
Okay. Thanks, honey. Thanks again.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Eve.
Take care. Bye-bye, dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and take one more call. We're at the top of the hour here. I have Emily.
Wow, that was a quick hour.
Yeah, I know. Emily from Maine.
Hello.
Emily, hi.
Hi.
What? Hi, how's Maine?
It's good.
Probably sticky. I'm
wait,
sure.
Emily. Wait, is this Emily Homer?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
You've been called out.
I'm thinking, wait a minute. I know, like, Maine, I don't get a lot of calls from Maine, but I'm thinking, I know some people in Maine, and they're this wonderful family, the Homer family, and I'm thinking, if this is Emily Homer, that is so awesome. Emily, it's so great to talk with you.
Yeah, you do.
How are you and the family? Is everyone good?
We're good. Yeah, it's just cold over here.
Oh, I miss you guys.
We miss you too.
Emily and her family are the most. They are the most amazing family. And by the way, they're also all musical. It's so fantastic. And I just Janine and I think the world of you guys. And We're crazy about you all.
Aw, that's so nice.
Aww.
And I visited Emily and Caroline's school, and Matthew, was also Matthew's school the class that I went to, or was that just you and Caroline's class?
That was just ours. Matthew was at the high school then.
Oh, okay. And they were doing Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat, so I was able to come and visit and come and see their rehearsal at their school. It was really just extraordinary.
Did you give them any pointers, or did you just sit back and watch?
I don't know, Emily. Did I give them any pointers?
Yeah, I think you gave us a few.
Yeah, I just said, whatever you do, don't panic.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Emily has a fantastic voice. I mean, really great voice. Yeah, super voice. And so does Carolyn. And Matthew sings really well, too.
Yeah, he doesn't sing
a lot.
The
only one I'm not sure about are your parents.
Yeah.
So,
they always wonder where we get our good singing from.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's so great to talk with you.
Yeah.
You have to give my love to the whole family. I'm gonna call you guys because I want to Skype with you guys so we can see each other.
Perfect. Also, I have a quick question.
Yes, go ahead.
So we were wondering, what's going on with all your new projects and stuff?
Well, we're finishing The Sweeter Side of Life,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be out next year. And we're promoting, you know, Princess for Christmas.
Yes.
And we're working on a special project. It's a very secret project. I can't give out the name of it. But it involves a story of an inventor and an engineer in his family.
I think that we'll like that story.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. And it's almost, the script is almost ready. And it's going to be a really fun project. So, but I can't give it, I can't announce it yet. But once we announce it, it's going to be really amazing.
It will be.
We can pretty much count on that.
It's a spectacular story that we're working on, and I'm sorry I'm being so quiet about it. It's just that it's really going to be fun, and I think people are going to love it. And until I get it ready to go, I try not to talk too much about what I'm doing until we, you know what I mean? So until we release it or get it ready to be released.
And we're excited to see it.
Well, me too. you guys are our inspiration. So I'm gonna contact you guys and we're gonna talk about it. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Oh, here I go. I'm
singing.
Jealous again.
Yeah.
What's that?
That makes two of us.
Well, definitely. I'm going to be on this show, and we're going to do the announcement, okay?
Oh, okay. Yay. That's better.
Yeah. And
that
I
makes
don't even
me
have
feel
to
better.
Well, I don't have
what?
A release date either for Swedish Side of Life yet, so I know it's going down next year, but I'd love to come on and talk about that as well, and because that's really a fun, I think a really interesting project. It's it stars Catherine Morris from Cold Case and James Best, my father-in-law, James Best, Roscoe, Dukes of Hazzard fame, and it's a really interesting story and a feel-good film. About a young woman who has, you know, is hit with a terrible situation where her husband leaves her, and then it's about her restarting her life and finding out, you know, really who she is and discovering the importance of family, and in the end finds true love. So that's a project that we're almost finished. It's in post production now, but we've got a couple other really exciting things, and one being the inventor story that. We can't wait to get that going, and it's really coming together beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're excited to hear that, so we can't wait, and we definitely would love to have you back to tell us about it.
For sure. Emily, big kiss to you, sweetheart.
Thank you. You too.
And,
thanks
and,
for calling
and give,
in, Emily.
Give my love to the family.
Thanks, Emily.
Yep, bye.
All right, bye, honey. What a nice
bye.
Surprise. That's so awesome.
That was so sweet, because she started
yeah.
asking the question in the chat room, and I told her to call in, so I'm glad she
oh,
did.
She's so sweet. That family, they're extraordinary, really extraordinary.
Well, it sounds like it. They're really talented, and glad that you were probably there to, you know, help them out or even just to watch what they were doing and listen to them. That's amazing.
Yeah, those kids are very special. Well, this is really... been a great experience. I can't believe it's already been an hour, and thank you so much. Wow.
Well, thank you from Dawn and I.
Thank you.
Especially and all our listeners for joining us tonight and taking time out after your busy day.
Oh, are you kidding? It's a pleasure and really enjoyable, and please send me a note with the names and information, and I'll personally sign everything. And we'll get that out to everyone, and we'll do it again. Why don't we do
okay.
it again? We could see the release date for the next movie.
That's
we look
wonderful.
Forward to it.
Thank you
yeah,
so much, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you to both of you and to all your listeners and to you know and all the wonderful YNR fans and followers. You guys are amazing and just have a wonderful and safe Thanksgiving, and I can't wait. Christmas is coming. I'm so excited.
You sound like Dawn.
I know.
I'm so excited. I'm like, you understand, my wife, I can't put the lights until the day after Thanksgiving. It's like it's painful, you know what I mean? Because she thinks that if I do that, then I'm going to, like, blow through Thanksgiving and go right to Christmas. You know what I mean? And I'm like,
right,
I'm
right.
not. I want to put the lights up now. She's like, no, the day after Thanksgiving you can. So.
Well, I tell you what, Michael, before we let you go, since you love Christmas as much as I do, could you sing one stanza of your, or maybe one verse of your favorite holiday song? It can be hymn, it can be novelty, whatever.
Oh my gosh!
Is this the first one that pops in your head? Because you could sing the same book and it would sound phenomenal.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the sleigh bells listen and children listen to hear the sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming. Of a white Christmas. There is.
You know
there
what, Michael? I can't thank you enough. That brought tears to my eyes because Dawn and I just had this discussion the other day on her show. She has a music show where she plays indie artists, you know, different types of music. And she had asked what my favorite movie was, and I said White Christmas, and that was my favorite song, and because it reminds me of back when my mom was with us still and our family time together during the holidays. So thank you. Thank you for choosing that song.
Oh, I'm sorry. I kind of picked the wrong key. I've never sang that song before, but I love that song. And I love Snow when they do the harmony for Snow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We
do
that all the time at the house, and we're like, snow.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
I
Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye with the Sisters Act, and oh my gosh,
I love that movie.
I do too.
Don't get me started. You know what? I'm gonna want to watch it tonight. I'm gonna get in trouble because I have to like sneak upstairs to put on White Christmas. Jimmy's gonna be like, why are you watching the Christmas movies without me?
Oh, and I cry every single time they do that part with the general. I cry every time.
That is, yes, that's very moving. But well, that was not scripted or planned, Pam. But I'm so glad that made your day. So
yes, thank you.
Well,
thank you, Michael.
Sweet. Well, you got it. Well, big kiss to you, ladies. You did a great job. Wonderful show. Keep it up. I'm a big supporter and a fan. And whatever you need me, just let me know. Okay.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
You're the best.
Have a
good
night.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Big kiss. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Well, what a wonderful way to end a show. I mean, literally brought tears to my eyes when he started singing that. I can't even tell you.
And you didn't know I was going to do that, but I thought,
no.
Well, he likes Christmas. I just want to see what he'll do, you know. And you know, I knew whatever he sang on the fly was going to be phenomenal because he could sing the phone book and it would sound great. So,
I know, right?
You know, I mean, I knew whatever he picked on the fly was just going to be awesome. And anyway, I'm glad
earlier,
he picked that one, too.
And I don't even care if he thought it was in the wrong key.
I couldn't tell it was in the wrong key.
Only
a true artist would say it was in the wrong key.
Right.
Like, we're all sitting here just drooling because he's singing, period. He's worried about it being in the wrong key. That's hilarious. But it was so enjoyable.
So,
I'm so glad he did that.
He told me it was four kids, too.
So. Thanks for asking him. Before we go, I'd like to let everybody know that tomorrow we have Christoph St. John. And he's on at what time? 9 Eastern.
He is on at 9 p.m., yes. 9 p.m.
9
Eastern tomorrow evening. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah,
make sure you join us. Call the same number, 1-718-506-1540. Press 1 so that way we know you want to speak with him. And then also on November 20th, we have David Venable. And he's a QVC host that Dawn and I both love. He has What's in the Kitchen or In the Kitchen with David. And he was on this morning. I watched him again, of course. I didn't buy anything, but I watched him. Because he's so good.
He's on every Sunday from noon until either 3 or 4. It depends. Some Sundays he's on until 3 p.m. Eastern. Other Sundays he's on to 4 p.m. Eastern. It varies with the holidays right now. He's also on Wednesday night at 9 p.m. And usually his show's about 2 hours on Wednesday nights. And he has a horde of fans that follow him. But he has just released a brand new cookbook. And it's packed full of all of his favorites. A lot of them you've seen on the show.
Right.
He's made a lot of recipes that he's
put in.
You know, he'll do a recipe every time he does a show.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just compiled all these recipes into this book. It's a great book. I actually have a copy. So I am really excited about him coming.
I am too. That should be a fun show.
And he is a native North Carolinian, although he does not sound Southern like me. He went away and became a professional broadcaster, so now he sounds really professional and non-North Carolinian. But he was born and raised in North Carolina.
I can still hear the accent, though.
I know.
But not as strong as
mine.
But my daughter's having problems with her phone and blah, 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 blah.
But anyway, it's going to be the next couple of nights. We're going
to
have some great shows.
So
and then, starting Wednesday,
I don't care either way. I don't
Friday,
care if I never
we will be off air to absorb the holidays and enjoy time their families, and give you guys a break, too.
Right.
So, but
you know,
we will be back here on Saturday
in,
night,
and
we'll be trying to pick up where we left
off.
So hopefully you guys will be able to tune in over the next couple of nights and have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving holiday coming up this week.
Yes,
did we say what time David was going to be on? He's
on
at 7 Eastern.
7 p.m.
I said it's
Eastern.
Up to you.
Uh-huh.
I don't care if I never
so
change
So be sure to join us, and maybe he'll give you some great recipes. If you're trying to think of what to make for Thanksgiving, I'm sure he'll share some of his favorites. And I want to thank everybody for joining us again tonight. God bless each
it's
and every one of you for our listening in and supporting and calling us. Tonight was a great, fun show. Thank you, Don, for joining me, as always.
Oh, thank you for letting me be here. It is always a pleasure hanging out with you, Pam.
Thank you. We have a party every night for at least an hour, don't we?
We do, don't we? It's just like, wow. For the whole last week, we've been partying. And I must say, I want to tell the listeners, in case you are new to the show tonight, that and for those of you who maybe have only listened a couple of times, not realizing that Pam's show is like brand new. It's like so brand new that like we're still practically cutting teeth.
Well,
because
I was
as
going
of a week ago last
her
night,
and I was
her show debuted, and in the first week we've had some phenomenal, over the top, unbelievable. How did we get him guest on the show?
Right.
I'm still just my mind is still. We had Eric Braden on Friday night, and he just kind of capped off the actual week. Of phenomenal guests. And then, you know, of course, last night we had Mary Barrett. Tonight we've had Michael Damian. We have so many more coming. It's hard to keep them all straight, but we're going to be bringing you some of the best in the business. And
the
so
Razor,
just keep tuning in and follow us on Twitter, Take Two Radio. You can follow me, Dawn, Take Two Radio, and you can also check out our website, take2radio.com, and we'll have all the talent with the days and times of when they will be appearing here on the
and
show.
And also the previous podcasts, if you missed any of them, you can listen there.
Yes, that's true.
So, okay, well, thanks again, everybody. God bless, good night, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
Great. Good night, everyone. Good night, Pam.
You have to wait till the music starts. I've been telling
you
every time. Good night at that time. So
good night,
Don.
Good night, Pam.
I guess we'll just have to bring it home and see if it fits, and if not,